From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Well, it looked like a scene from a Cold War novel. Two sets of high-profile spies exchange quickly and without incident. Larry Miller has more from London.
On a Vienna airport runway, the 10 confessed Russian agents swapped the plane that brought them from the U.S. for one that 90 minutes later would take off for their homeland. In exchange for the 10 Russians, the West gets four men considered high value: a nuclear weapons analyst, a former KGB officer, and two ex-colonels, one of whom is believed to have helped the U.S. capture spies Robert Hansen and Aldrich Ames. Former Kremlin advisor Alexander Nekrasov says the West got the better deal.
They're getting three former intelligence officers and one leading scientist, whereas the Russians are getting a bunch of people who didn't really do a lot.
The State Department says some of the convicted spies coming to the West are in poor health. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
President Obama wants Congress to set aside more money for clean energy technology and said as much while campaigning for a Democratic Senate candidate in Las Vegas today. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the program would expand an existing fund to subsidize new jobs.
Last year's Economic Recovery Act included $2.3 billion for companies to create clean energy jobs. The government gave $1 for every $2 of private investment in renewable energy. In a speech at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, President Obama said that wasn't enough. He said there were four times as many worthy requests as there were tax credits.
If an American company wants to create jobs and grow, we should be there to help them do it. So that's why I'm urging Congress to invest $5 billion more in these kinds of clean energy manufacturing tax credits, more than doubling the amount that we made available last year.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid introduced the president. He's fighting a tough race for re-election, and Mr. Obama did two fundraisers for him during this visit to Nevada. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, traveling with the president.
Oakland, California is assessing damage from a night of widespread looting. Downtown, there were scattered protests into the early morning when people learned that a former police officer was getting a lesser conviction for the death of an unarmed black man on New Year's Day 2009. Police say dozens of rioters were arrested. In Pakistan, at least 60 people are dead from two suicide bombings today along the Afghan border. More than 100 people were injured. Authorities say the attack was one of the deadliest so far this year in Pakistan. West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin says he will likely decide next week on whether to run for the congressional seat left vacant when Senator Robert Byrd died. Manchin's announcement at the National Governors Association meeting comes a day after the governor was legally cleared to declare a special election this fall. Dow is up 41 points. This is NPR. Philadelphia authorities have recovered one body and spotted another in the Delaware River, both believed to be victims who went missing during this week's collision between a tour boat and a barge. WHYY's Elizabeth Fiedler is on the scene.
The crew here has successfully used the crane that's on top of a barge. The crane is about 4 to 5 stories high to pull the damaged duck boat out of the water. It was visible for a couple of minutes to this crowd that's gathered along the river here in Philadelphia. And shortly after the boat was visible, a Coast Guard boat blocked the view of all of these bystanders who are along the Philadelphia side of the Delaware River.
Elizabeth Fiedler reporting. Chrysler and Ford have announced separate recalls. NPR's Giles Snyder reports tens of thousands of sport utility vehicles and vans are affected.
For Ford, it's a problem with push pins in the automaker's Transit Connect vans. The pins hold the liners above the driver's head. And although there hasn't been any reported accidents or injuries because of them, Ford says they failed to meet federal safety standards. The recall covers more than 30,000 Transits from the 2010 model year. For Chrysler, it's a potential issue with brake tubes in certain 2010 Dodge Nitro, Dodge Ram, Jeep Liberty, and Jeep Wranglers. Chrysler says the tubes in question could lose fluid, making it difficult to brake, increasing the threat of a crash. Chrysler's recall involves some 22,000 vehicles. The automaker says owners should be notified next month. Ford's recall is expected to begin this month. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow Industrials and S&P 500 may be on pace for the biggest weekly rally in nearly a year. Last check, Dow was up 42, S&P 500 up 6. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.